Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. Online all the time at npr.org/Bryant Park. And you know, Allison, life is hard. The news is serious.
Yes.
And it's Thursday, and that means it's almost Friday. And that puts me in the mood for something less serious.
I like where you're going.
We call it the ramble.
It is official. The pop princess has dethroned the king, Mariah Carey, with her 18th number one single, Touch My Body.
Hello.
Has passed Elvis to move into the number two spot for the most Billboard chart toppers ever. Only the Beatles have more with 20. The song that bumped Mr. Presley, shall we hear it? That reference there. Do you know what that is?
I do not.
It's to Wendy Williams, who is the queen of all media, the syndicated radio. I love Wendy. She's a friend in my head. And she plays the song a lot, as you can imagine, as the result of being named in a Mariah Carey song. I think it might have a little something to do with it. Also, the fact that Touch My Body has what is objectively the greatest music video ever, thanks to a starring role by Kenneth the Page from the Peabody Award-winning 30 Rock. As well as an appearance by a unicorn. Carey, very humble about this, she told the Associated Press, "I really can never put myself in the category of people who have not only revolutionized music but also changed the world. That's a completely different era and time. I'm just feeling really happy and grateful."
Congrats, Mariah. So, headline, woman bites dog, right? Definition of news. But when this is really kind of a serious story. When a pit bull attacked her lab, Ella, on Friday, a woman named Amy Rice of Minneapolis tried to pull its jaws off of her dog's throat, and she couldn't do it. So what did she do? She just bit the pit bull right there on the nose. Quote, "I broke the skin and had pit bull blood in my mouth. I knew what happened, and I knew it wasn't good," end quote. Rice's doctor warned her that there is a threat of rabies, obviously, and the pit bull was located and quarantined last night. Ella, the woman's dog, is recovering with staples and stitches in her head and a crushed ear canal. Rice says Ella is afraid to go for walks.
Oh, Rice and Ella are feeling better.
Yeah.
You're not famous, but you want your own page on Wikipedia. But Wikipedia has a notability requirement. What are you to do? The answer is here. The website Biographicon. From Biographicon. The Biographicon is the place for everybody's biography. All your friends' biographies are welcome here. You can start them right now. You can edit, create any biography. You can be bold if you should like to be. In the posting and editing guidelines on Biographicon, it says, a narrative is great. For example, then after high school, Stephanie worked at the Red Robin at the Tucson Mall for a few years while trying to figure out what to do with her life.
Okay, there you go.
There's also a bit of Facebook in Biographicon. You can connect your bio to others and create links between other entries. So go forth and write your biography.
Mm-hmm. And author yourself. So here, next news story. Apple says the logo for a Big Apple program is infringing on their turf. This is according to a report on Wired. And the logo in question is for New York City's Green NYC campaign. That's tough to say on the radio. It's like green, but then there's not, the N is like part of NYC. Green NYC.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Anyway, Green NYC has the goal of reducing carbon emissions here 30% by the year 2030. And the logo in question is this stylized apple that looks as if it's made out of the symbol for infinity. And New York has applied for a trademark on the logo, but Apple has filed a formal opposition saying the Green NYC logo will seriously injure the reputation which Apple's established for its goods and services. Who owns the apple? This is the question. The lawyer representing NYC says Apple's claims have no merit.
Even Adam.
He doesn't own it. Not yours, Adam. Hey, folks, that's your ramble. These stories and more on our website, npr.org/Bryant Park.